electrocute yourself. What the?
I think I left this last time.
What if it was someone else's?
It could have been.
Oh my god.
It could have been someone else. You're right.
But I thought you gave me one. I don't remember if I ate it or not.
All right.
Hold on, I gotta turn on my lights.
Ooh, calm down. All fancy.
All fancy, bro. Can't bring this back. Lean that back.
Yep.
So we can see our beautiful faces. Oh, timer.
Enjoy editing that later.
Bro, the last episode I couldn't edit. I had so much going on. I had to do like a simple edit. I didn't even put an intro or music.
It was good.
But disregard the last episode, guys.
Don't disregard it. You better enjoy that. You better freaking go back and watch it again.
You're right, Mike. Okay, sorry. This is a long intro. Okay, 3, 2, 1. What's going on, guys? It is your boy Rupert here, and
yeah, boy, Mark My World,
and we are here, bro.
We're here. We're doing another podcast.
We're alive. We're blessed.
We are alive and in charge.
Our families are healthy.
Our families are healthy.
Our puppies are healthy.
Yeah,
that little.
He's wonderful.
he's good now.
Wait, he might need another home.
Oh, guys, I hope you guys are having a wonderful day, night, whatever time it is that you're watching this. Thank you so much for watching. If you haven't yet, please hit that subscribe button.
Boom, boom, boom. And give us a like. And don't forget to leave a comment down below. We want to hear from you guys.
Turn on the bell if you're on YouTube. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We are everywhere.
Everywhere your mom could want us. Okay.
Bro, how you doing? How's the family?
Everyone's good. You're just kind of, you know, taking it day by day. This whole, you know, COVID thing is still absolutely crazy.
It's still happening, bro.
And I think it's going to get even worse before it gets better. But that's just me. That's just my opinion. I don't know. I think a whole bunch of stuff's coming out soon. And everyone that's living under a rock is going to find out the truth.
The truth, bro. That's the question. That's the question that everybody has. Yeah. The truth. Like, what's the cure? Is the truth?
Where's the cure?
Did you hear about those doctors that came out?
Yes.
There's a video saying that there's a cure.
The hydroxychloroquine, yes, zinc, that. And like some other concoction thing that comes with it.
So many people were saying that video on Facebook.
But they were saying that, okay, so I have cousins that, you know, they got my back. They want me to like spread, you know, good information, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I'll post something and they'll be like, hey, you might want to take a look at this article. You know, this is what this lady is stands for, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
And I did. And she's like some outspoken, charismatic, like lady who preaches that, you know, men are the devil. And yes, like, it was absolutely insane. And
demons are taking over your body so you don't believe in Jesus or not religious, something
it's
like that.
It's really weird. Like, for a woman to be in a relationship with a man and for her to have like intercourse and then like she have cysts or something, it means like he was the devil, yes, or like a bad, yes, spirit, it's or like, something. It was really
that's
crazy.
The thing that I keep saying, and which is why all these conspiracies popping up, I'm very hesitant on it. It's just that, where's that information coming from?
Exactly.
And these days it's hard to know. It could be true, bro.
Right.
But it's hard to know, especially when somebody's talking out loud. They see somebody in a doctor's suit.
Yes, they believe him automatically.
And automatically, share, look at this. This is without even knowing who she is, where she come from, where
we should get doctors to grow and just start yelling at the camera and be like, I'll tell you what, there's a cure out there. It's lemon juice and Sprite. And
mix
a little
it in
bit
your
of
mouth.
Vicks.
Mix it in your mouth and you spit it out in 5 seconds and you're good, bro.
I don't understand people, man. And again, I'm guilty of this sometimes, is just sharing without even really thinking.
Yeah. We all do.
I've done that before,
but I really try, especially lately, especially in an election year.
Right.
So many rumors spreading. But
I want to be that person that my family, they look at. I want to be that person that that my family looks at is like, man, is that due to conspiracy theorists? Like,
right?
I want to be that.
It's fun.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what they think of me. I don't care what anyone thinks of me, man. I'm just me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I want to question life and everything going on around me, I mean, I'm going to do it.
That's perfectly fine, bro. As long as you're not bothering anybody.
That's true.
Or just like bugging somebody with it 24/7.
Yeah.
Hurting somebody's feelings, stuff like that. That's when I think it crosses the line.
It does.
You, just exploring it, talking about it.
Exactly.
Sharing it.
Being curious.
Yeah. Like letting people know in your post when you share it. I don't know if this is true, but this is interesting.
Exactly.
Like
usually I'll just like leave a little comment. I'll be like, I'm just going to leave this here. Like, not saying I'm picking any sides.
Yeah.
It just something that kind of made me question, like, could this be legit? Like, could it not? Like, just makes you think about it. So if y'all see my post out there, again, don't take any, like, take it with a grain of salt.
This taste is old, bro.
It is old. That's from like two podcasts ago. Like, you found that on the whatever it is over there, like a box that's sealed.
It tastes dusty.
Oh,
it tastes dusty.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and then he finishes it.
I can't just leave it, bro.
You like the dust bugs. Taste. Should have dusted it off.
Guys, before we get into it, stay tuned for the end.
Yes.
The second half of the podcast, we're going to go on Omegle. Is that what it's called?
Omegle, yes.
Omegle, which is a video chat platform where you just randomly get paired with somebody.
Random people throughout the world.
And we're going to interview them on the podcast.
We got a couple of good questions.
Yeah, yeah. I was scrolling through TikTok and I saw people being on Omegle and I was like, that's really interesting. Me and Mark could really ask some interesting questions to random people, and we may get an amazing story.
Yeah, somebody, a random amazing story.
Yes, a funny, hilarious story. We may get a lot of sausages. Can I say that? Randomly, but that's
male
part of
genitalia,
the fun.
To say
that's
the least.
Part of the fun, and yeah. So stay tuned for that. But
we're gonna take all those out. Obviously, we're gonna cut those so that way you don't see those. But we're gonna have to suffer through that.
We're doing it for you guys.
We like I might have to burn my retinas out afterwards because it's gonna be that bad.
Oh man!
Sorry. So what else has been going on with you, man?
Bro, I went to Kansas.
Kansas.
I flew out to Kansas for a shoot. It was a job.
Okay.
It was for Taking Off. It's a YouTube channel, aviation.
Nice.
Like I've mentioned before, my boss, he flies planes. Well, he started a YouTube channel all about aviation and flying. He's been growing. He's almost like about to hit 30,000 subscribers.
Holy smokes.
And yeah, the show's been growing and we've been shooting a lot of stuff. And so we went to Kansas because the big air show that all the aviation people go to got canceled because of COVID.
Of course.
So they decided to make like a little fly-in for all the YouTubers who do aviation stuff.
Really?
Which is a lot of people, more than I even knew. It was really interesting.
Holy smokes.
Take note, guys. There's the niche for everything.
There is.
And so we went over there. So Dan, my boss, he wanted to set up a studio.
Uh-huh.
And then go and shoot people flying their planes and just like coming in and
I saw like your Instagram stories where it was like that huge chrome plane coming
That was
awesome.
Nice one. I think it's from the 60s. I forgot what it was called. Very famous plane.
Insane, guys.
And I could have gotten a ride on it if I wanted to. I was
that's
busy
how the
working.
Stories always start out. Like, hey man, yo, that you see that Lamborghini over there? I could have gotten a ride in it if I wanted to.
But I didn't want to. You know, I'm like.
I didn't
want to
bug him.
But yeah, we flew with two small planes, bro. It was like 2 6-seater planes. We flew into Kansas from Dallas and we landed over there, which is always great to fly in the planes.
Yeah, it was a beautiful sight from the sky. I saw you posting TikToks and you were like, I wonder if anyone's ever posted a TikTok this high in the air. I was like, yo, my man's is the first right here.
Yeah, guys. So if you follow me on TikTok, you know I post a lot about baseball and about sports cards. Yes. So I was like, has anybody unpacked, pack break is what they call it, a pack of cards in like, we were 15,000 feet in the air.
15,000.
And that's how just my creative minds, I'm always thinking of ideas. And I really suggest you guys always be on that creative mindset if you want to be a creator and just do random, like, think ahead a little bit.
Yes.
Because I thought ahead about it and that's why I took the cards.
I got you.
I was like, if I get the chance, I'm gonna do this. So
I would. Okay, hold on. No, wait, because I gotta ask this question
now.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Because you didn't answer it, okay? Or if you did, I missed it.
Okay.
At the very end of that video, when you got done opening the card, you said, you asked one question. How did I film this with both your hands out there?
Oh, yeah, because I had both my hands.
I was paying attention, bro. So what was it? So how'd you do it?
So I've used this technique before at my house.
Okay.
So what I do, I have the cameras you guys are looking at or viewing from right now are on little gorilla pods.
Okay.
But they're not the pods. They're just long, bendable arms that you can adjust.
Okay.
So what I do is adjust it to go around here. Around my shoulders and neck.
Got it.
And then one pressing up against my stomach.
Oh.
So it almost goes like a triangle going out, and the camera's here.
I like it.
So I can almost like almost like shrug and hold the things in place right here.
Okay.
With my shoulders and that, and then just go like this.
That's awesome.
So yeah, that's
how the I more shine. You know, guys. You learning the tips and tricks from the Mexican Rupert himself. You gotta man.
Be creative. So yeah, I did that. I thought it was gonna blow up, bro.
I thought it was too. It was really good.
I might re-upload it. I just would re-upload every it. Once in a while, because it I've never seen it done before, and I really thought it was gonna get more views, but it didn't.
Did you add some like nice cheesy music behind it?
I added music.
I will always love you, or whatever.
I
it
added
is.
Music, but it wasn't too loud because I'm talking on
right,
it.
Right, right.
But maybe I'll change the music this time. And
I mean,
try
you gotta go
else.
trending song. That yeah. way, people end up liking it. You know for all sure. this stuff, for man. Sure. But for those of for you sure. that don't, again, always pick a trending song
yep.
that's out there. People are using it. So that way they can go back and watch, you know, the sounds and yeah. then all the videos that yeah. come up, and yours will.
Yeah, so we went over there, and guys, you can see some of the episodes that I shot already. He's up here, already started uploading them. It's taking off on YouTube. Go check it out if you're interested in aviation, flying. And it's definitely gotten me more into flying. Like, I eventually want to learn how to fly.
So have you got any lessons from him? Just kind of while you're up in the air?
Basic
like,
lessons, yes.
Hey, Rupert, take a look over here. This button turns the flaps.
Yeah, yeah. If you go to his channel, you can see videos of him teaching me about stuff.
Really?
And stuff like that. So he's put me in the front seat.
I'm going to check it out, bro.
And, you know, taught me very little simple things. I can fly a plane on autopilot if I have to.
Nice. If he ever crashes or, you know, falls asleep at yeah, the... Yeah. Flyer.
But eventually I do want to learn how to just land and fly the plane, because not only is it just safe
right.
if we ever go on the ships and something happens to him, yeah. I know how to fly the plane.
Nice.
But eventually, you know, when I get older, have my jet, we're
ooh,
we're going
calm down.
We're going state to state to film
he
our
said,
podcast.
Have
bro.
My jet.
We're gonna be shooting our podcast in Hawaii.
We hey, gotta, I say we shoot our podcast in the air, bro. Why not?
Imagine, bro.
It'd be the first podcast in an airplane.
We got to do it.
We have to.
Bro, we got to do
Why
it.
Why not?
Dang, we got to do that, guys.
Even if we just like, even just if we just like rent a plane for the weekend and just do it. Nah, that's too
it's
expensive.
It's expensive.
Like $1,500, isn't it? Two it's grand?
Like, man, it's like, I want to say it's like $400 an hour.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. But you got.
We can go to Vegas. We'll see. For like a half a day. Have you ever been to Vegas?
No. Ooh. I've been to Reno. For a shoot.
Have you ever been to, like, gambling? Like, slot machines and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, in Oklahoma or what?
No, it was in Reno.
Oh, Nevada. Was it?
Yeah.
Nice. Did you win anything?
I know, how dare you not remember,
I know, but
bro.
Did you win anything big?
No, I lost.
Everything?
$10. I only gambled $10.
But okay, but I'm
small.
Saying, like, that's the only time you've ever gambled.
Yeah, that's the only time.
Oh, man, we got to go back to Vegas.
And it was like the...
We got to.
It was like the 50... No, the dollar. The dollar machines.
I don't ever go above 50 cents.
Dang.
I'm cheap, bro. I don't even care.
Hey, you know more than I do. I just did it to say I gambled.
I just put money in, bro, and just hit the buttons. Hopefully I win. All right, what else?
That was fun, bro. Really cool plane. It was what was really cool about it was that it was like I've never been so close to planes landing and taking off with ease. Like there was I
just
could
like
have walked on the
in?
Runway. I could have walked on the runway. I was filming like 10 feet from the runway.
What?
Filming planes passing by. The freedom we had to be able just to walk around. Of course, you couldn't be on the runway when planes right. were doing. And they had their eyes. There was lines you couldn't cross. But me, I was shooting. I had like technically special privileges to be able to shoot.
Yeah.
So I got a little bit closer. But it was just really cool being so close to planes. They had old school planes. They had those planes where you just sit on top. There's no roof or anything. You're in
what?
The open air.
Oh, yeah.
Those old school where it has like two wings.
Almost like a crop plane.
Yes, almost like that. They had some of those.
Nice.
There's a 17-year-old a kid who just got his pilot license,
what?
But he's been flying since he was like 12.
Holy smokes.
He was like one of the best pilots there, and he was so young, bro. He was giving rides to people.
What?
They had a lot of these people who have money, they have houses right next to the airport.
That's insane money, airports. Dude.
So all they do is just pull out their plane from their garage and drive it straight onto the
Honey, where do you want to go today? I don't know. Let's pull out the plane.
It's really cool, bro. There's a couple YouTubers where they do that. They live like in big, wild, open spaces to where they have their house built, and they can literally land their plane next to their house and just park it and be able to go anywhere.
That is insane.
That would be so cool.
I would literally love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, so what was your favorite part about that? The whole experience?
The experience of the event?
Yes. Favorite part?
being so close to planes.
Yeah.
Landing and taking off. That it's just, I've never experienced that. You know, whenever you go to airports, a whole bunch of security, you're hundreds of feet away from airplanes taking in on and off.
It's awesome just to be up close and personal with one of them.
Just being able to see them land and how smooth and how I almost got an accident on camera. This plane just came in weird, doing some weird stuff,
but he was able to
save himself. besides being in the planes and actually flying in them, being next to them and just taking off and seeing all these YouTubers come in and just like, hey, you're a YouTuber. Hey, we're fans here.
Nice.
And because the show that we film in the hangar, they had a couple fans come up and like, really? Hey, I watch you all the time. Can I have your autograph and stuff like that?
That's so awesome.
It was pretty cool. It was
Did
fun.
You give your autographs to anybody?
No, I'm just a cameraman. I'm not talent.
Not yet. Not yet, man. But we'll get there.
I'm not talent on that show. I was the main cameraman. But it's just more work. It was fun. And I'm glad it went smooth.
Nice, nice.
Sports are back, bro.
They are. Baseball's been back
for like a week. Do you hear about the Marlins? They had an outbreak. They're the first team to have like COVID players test positive for COVID. Like a lot.
Half the team?
It's basically now it is half of the team. Out of the 30 players, I think they said it was like 18 people.
What? 18
players. And it was because some of the players, I don't know who, they went out. They disobeyed the rules they had.
So they literally went against the regulations that they set.
Yep. And there's talk about being punished. And because they could have ruined it, bro. Like that team is not playing right now. They can't play for like 2 weeks, I think. They're postponing their games. And the team they were playing against them, it was the Marlins.
Uh-huh.
That's the team who disobeyed the law, and now half of the team has COVID. They were playing against the Phillies. Now the Phillies are freaking out. Like, did we get it from them? Because they played them.
Oh, snap. So
far, none of the players tested positive, but one of the coaches and trainers did. So they're watching that.
Dang.
But it just shows you how one team can ruin it for the whole league.
Yeah,
Which is why I think they're going to be punished, or they're going to do something to them, fine them or something like that. But
they need to be.
Basketball starts today. Today is the 30th.
Nice.
The Lakers play today. Mavericks play tomorrow.
Are you excited to watch basketball?
I'm excited to watch basketball, bro. Mainly because the sports cards.
Oh,
I have sports cards. And I'm telling you, if you guys love a sport and want something like get you more interested.
Yes.
Buy sports cards, the rookie cards of your favorite players from the teams.
You were just saying earlier, though.
Yeah. There's a baseball player called Shane Bieber.
Yeah.
I bought his card back in March.
How much did you spend on it?
$12, bro.
12?
Graded a 10.
Holy. Graded 10. So 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, his rookie card.
In case and everything.
$12. $12 something.
Okay, so now you invested $12. How much is it worth right now to this day? How long has it been, though?
It's been a couple months. March, April, May, June, July. I would say it's about 3 or 4 months.
3 or 4 months. How much is the card worth now?
It is worth, last time I saw it selling for, it was $80.
Holy crap.
But that same player is playing today, and he's trending on Twitter right now, and he's having a good game, so the price is going to go up, bro.
Oh.
Price
and the rookie card?
Yep. So I might hold on to it for a couple more weeks and see how he does, because the better he does, the more.
Oh, yeah.
The minute he has, like, a bad game, I might sell.
Just selling him, bro. Yeah,
sell it, make a profit, and then buy something else. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah, sports cards are a very fun, interesting way to keep you in sports. So I'm excited because I got Luka rookie card. So
nice.
He's been blowing up.
Yeah.
And just enjoying basketball and sports, bring a little bit of normalcy.
Yeah.
Have you seen their new court they're going to play at?
No, I haven't.
They have like screens everywhere now. Like instead of like seats and an audience, there's a whole bunch of bright screens with really cool setups. The players, when they're in the bench, they sit like 6 feet apart or separated. But it looks really, really cool.
Does it? I have to take a look at it. Cool. No, I saw the cardboard cutouts, though, at the baseball stadium.
Yes, yes. We almost did that. Remember,
we did.
I mentioned it.
That was freaking awesome. $50,
but I don't think it would have been worth it.
No.
Because I don't think you could put logos. I think you had to wear, like, Ranger stuff.
Oh, like, I got
if
you.
We could have worn these shirts, it would have been
that
really
cool.
That
would be
cool.
Sick. Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah, bro. Anything else with you?
You know what? Actually, I did. I'm in the process of kind of starting my own business. Okay.
Oh,
I know. Bro. I know. I'm trying to hustle on the side, try to get some side income coming in. And let's just say that what I'm working on right now is most likely going to be put into every single school in America.
Guys.
So I'm hoping this blows up the way
Stay
I'm expecting
tuned.
It to. If so, I'm going to also bring you guys along and just tell you guys my journey and what we did, you know, to get to where, you know, we're going to be.
Make sure you record clips, bro. Always, even if you don't post it right now, make sure you're always recording the journey.
I'm going to.
That'll be really interesting, bro.
I'm going to.
I would love to share with them once after you get the business going, trademarks and all that stuff.
Yeah, so I can show you guys how easy it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
How Mark, and Mark is always thinking of different ideas for businesses.
Always.
We're always talking. Every time we come and do the podcast, he's mentioning something else, a different opportunity.
You got to,
so
man.
I love the fact that he's taking these opportunities and actually doing something with them. There's a lot of people who don't, who just talk the talk, but don't walk the walk.
Exactly.
Guys, let's take our first break and thank our sponsor, who is...
It should be Full Throttle, bro. You like that energy drink too much.
Full Throttle. Look, I've been drinking you since like 2011.
This guy's a diehard fan. This dude can literally drink. How many Full Throttles do you go through a day?
It's just one.
Just one a day.
On the occasion, I do two. If it's been a long day.
But it's one a day.
But I try to limit it once a day with a cup of ice.
Dang.
To water it down a little bit. So I do it safely, but I do drink it almost every day. Whenever I go like on trips, when I went to Kansas, I didn't drink one.
Really? Because, were you having withdrawals?
No.
You weren't like, put this bad boy in an IV and stick it in my freaking arm.
I'm not addicted like that. Maybe after a month of not drinking it. I don't know. But I can go a couple weeks without drinking it. It's fine.
Nice.
But I just enjoy it and I love it so much. So Full Throttle sponsoring. Okay. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Bro, can I have one?
Go for it.
They're good, bro. Never had these before.
They're bomb.
We are back.
Yes,
we are. Bro, so check this out. I got a job last weekend to go shoot a concert.
Okay.
I was like, a concert? And these times, I was like, what?
What type of concert was it?
It was a Blake Shelton country concert.
Blake who? Shelton?
Shelton.
Nice.
And I was like, really? They're having concerts right now? I don't think that's very smart.
So was there a lot of people out there?
There was, but it was a drive-in concert.
Okay.
A drive-in virtual concert. So I was like, oh, that's how they're doing it. So
nice.
There's a drive-in movie theater in Ennis, Texas.
Right.
That's where it was at. And so what they did was you come in your cars, pull up, have your speakers from your car or have your own personal speakers.
Yeah.
And watch the concert on the screen. Nice. And it was a concert that was made specifically for this event. So it's not like they put some random song, music video or something on top of there.
Nice.
Blake Shelton actually made a concert, filmed it. It wasn't live. It was pre-filmed, but it was made for this event. And so it was really interesting to see that concept come together because the one thing that we interviewed a couple of people, and the main thing they said was that the atmosphere was the best thing.
So it was better than what
better.
A normal concert was?
I wouldn't say better. We didn't ask them that. It was better than watching it at home. Like, if you think about a virtual concert you're going to see on screen at a movie drive-in, it's like, I can do that at home. The thing that made this different was just the atmosphere. People had drinks, had their beers and stuff.
So they were still partying then.
Dancing in front of their cars.
Yeah, so they were making the most out of a bad situation. Well, not the best situation.
Yeah. We even had people we interviewed with, like, there's a couple girls there that just showed up to watch a movie.
Right.
And they turned out to go to this concert because they're like, oh, that's cool, a concert.
Nice.
They didn't even know how it was going to be. There's a couple of people asking, is Blake Shelton here? Are you part of Blake Shelton's crew? I was like, yes.
Yes, I can get you in backstage.
I'm this personal cameraman. Here's my card. So,
awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. But you know what was funny?
What?
It was about, I would say, because they had different screens, right, for different movies. This concert was just in one screen.
Okay.
That section of the drive-in was, I would say, 60% full. So it wasn't full. And I think it was just people didn't know what this thing really was.
Was it the loudest section out of all of them?
As people-wise, yes.
Well, here's the thing. Because did people, like, you said people got out and started dancing. So I'm assuming they left their car doors open so they could hear the music and stuff.
Yes,
so I'm sure everyone's still drinking, dancing, and everything else while everyone else is trying to watch a movie.
Yes.
All quietly in their car.
Yeah. But it wasn't, like, that loud. I don't think it disturbed the other people. I want to tell you this.
Tell me.
There's a movie. The screen next to us was full, bro. Like, that parking lot, we're like, oh, we should show that as
and
this
movie
parking
was
lot.
It?
It was Jurassic Park, the original movie,
bro.
I was like, that's a great movie.
Great
so I
movie,
understand why.
Yeah.
But it was just surprised me that so many people wanted to watch that movie because it was full, bro. Like, it was packed.
Smokes.
That part of the section was packed. And it was really funny because we were doing drone shots and we were like, let's say that's where the concert's happening, because the people who put the concert together were the ones that hired us. So we like got to make it look full and then stuff like that. So, but
are you part of that fake media, bro?
Bro, am I exposing myself?
Exposed.
Am I altering footage to comply to the big industries?
Dang. Hey, as long as they pay you money, man, that's all that matters.
I got my money, man. I got the bag.
Hey,
I
secured I'll fly the drone bag. Over to the right, to the left, wherever you want me to fly it.
But yeah, that was really cool, really interesting. And, you know, I really want to go back and see a movie.
Do you?
In the drive-in.
I've never been to a drive-in movie.
You
theater.
Haven't, bro?
Never. I want to.
We need to shoot it, vlog about it, and
then we can watch
talk about it in the podcast.
Yeah. I'm down.
What movie would you like to watch?
Anything that's playing, bro. I don't know.
No, but what movie would you like to watch? Like one that's out already.
I would probably want to watch.
I think Jurassic Park would be a good one.
If it's an oldie like that, I'd probably have to say like Grandma's Boy.
I've never seen that movie.
What?
Grandma's Boy.
Grandma's Boy.
Sounds boring. What is it, a comedy?
It is a comedy, bro. It is far from boring. Trust me.
Really?
Yes. I will let you borrow the movie. That's how good it is. But no kids, because it's rated R.
Oh.
But it's
hilarious. Is it raunchy?
Not really.
Okay, good.
Not really.
I don't really like raunchy,
raunchy movies.
No, it's
not like sexy, like, oh my gosh, they're having sex. Like, no, none of that. But there is like brief nudity parts, but it's they don't last very long.
Yeah, that's
But it's
that's
basically like a guy who's a video game tester, and he like creates video games for a living, and yeah, he makes his own video game and becomes.
I'm gonna
really
have to check
big.
It out, bro.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. You'll like
download
it.
Download it.
You'll like it. Oh man! So what else? What's going on with the DACA situation,
bro?
Talk to me, man.
I'm crushed, bro.
This is getting a little crazy.
I haven't been this bummed in a while.
Okay, so what's the news on it, though?
I haven't allowed myself to get that much of a high about this stuff.
Right.
But when they denied Trump from canceling it and said you have to open new applications back up, I got at a high.
Uh-huh.
And of course, Trump brought me back down and digged me into a hole and stepped on me and put concrete on top. And that's where I'm at right now.
And he said, you know what? I'm not doing that.
So the Trump and White House administration... first of all, it's going to deny any new applications.
Oh.
Don't even send it.
Did they say why?
They don't. They're just denying any new applications. So for all my people who need DACA or want to apply for DACA, don't send it right now.
Okay.
You're not going to get approved. They're not even looking at them.
Hold
and
off.
Then they're changing to people who do have DACA. Mm-hmm. Now you have to pay every year the fee instead of every 2 years.
What? How much is the fee?
The fee's about $500 every time you renew.
Are you kidding
so
me?
So instead of them having to pay that every 2 years, now you have to pay it every year.
That's ridiculous.
Which I can live with. Fine. Whatever.
Okay.
But the new applications is what just kills me, first of all, because I can't apply now. But a lot of other people who want to apply who...
So what's going to happen? You don't think they're going to change it?
I don't know, bro. I don't know what he's going to do. I'm assuming something's going to... There's only one hope I have.
Right.
It's election year.
Okay.
He's going to want Hispanic votes.
He is.
Maybe he doesn't need them. I have a feeling he's going to do something to try to gain them. Because a couple, was it like a month ago or a couple weeks ago, he mentioned that he wants to give DACA applicants a path to citizenship.
Right.
Again, he says a whole bunch of stuff, but what he's actually doing is a whole different
the
other
opposite.
Story. Like he said that he wants to give the DACA citizens
a
path to citizenship.
Yeah.
I saw that and I was like, that's great. But then he turns out with this. Cancels new applications.
Do you think it's because something's going on behind the scenes that we don't know about?
It could be, bro. That's what I said. Like, I don't know.
So
don't
get your hopes down yet. But also don't get them up.
Exactly. Right now, for me, it's just low because I set it high. I got super excited because finally I can apply and get and probably get a good paying job or something. And it just got crushed. And I was super just sensitive, I guess, about it. And it just hurt me. I posted on Facebook, which I rarely do about politics, but I just had to open up. And, you know, there's people defending that. Oh, he wants this for the Dreamers. He wants everybody to But again, he says something, but what he's actually doing is a whole different story.
Yeah, and he's not walking the walk.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he wanted to cancel the whole program at first. Supreme Court denied him.
Right.
Then he said he wants to give them a path to citizenship. And then he comes out with this. I don't know what he's going to do next. I don't know.
I think you just got to be patient with it, man, and just kind of, I mean, that's all you can do.
That's all we got to do. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, like I said on Facebook, I'm going to continue working.
Right.
It's not going to stop me. It bummed me out for sure. And is it weighing me down? Is it slowing me down? I truly believe it does. It weighs on me a lot mentally and just not being able to break free and do what I know I can if I had the opportunities that all these citizens.
Right, what you're
passionate about. Yeah, yeah. There's job opportunities that I could go for that would, you know, benefit me so much.
Yeah.
I could have health insurance, bro. Like, I haven't gone to the doctor because I can't pay that bill.
Wow.
Like, I would love to, like, go to dental stuff and do dental work. I got a root canal I need to get. Mm. But I don't have health insurance and that stuff. And I don't make enough money to pay for that.
Right.
And I don't have, like, health insurance or anything like that. The only kind of insurance we have is just life insurance. We definitely do have life insurance just in case something happens to me, happens to Bawala or our son or anything like that.
Man. And just to kind of, you know, stay on that subject for a second, like, there's people and most people don't understand kind of your life, you know, and what you have to go through and the things that worry you on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And I'm thank you for so much for just sharing and being vulnerable. Because most people don't get a chance to see this side of what the DACA people or the DACA applicants are even experiencing in your life.
Yeah.
The dreamers are experiencing in their life. You know what I'm saying? But you're a human being. You deserve the same rights that all other human beings have.
Yeah.
And if you're here in the United States, I feel the exact same way, man. If you're going to go and bust your butt and work and provide for your family, and all you want to do is add value to the economy and to this country, then by all means, bro, like, go for it. Do it. Run with your dreams. Run with your passions. I think then there's the caveat to that with the other side, playing devil's advocate, where it's like,
of course,
there's people that are coming in that are that do have bad intentions. And it's not just from Mexico. It could be from, you know, India, China,
Africa, everywhere, Africa. Bro.
Yeah, you everywhere, name it. Yeah. And I think there's, again, those one bad apples or two bad apples make it difficult for everyone else because they have to try to, you know, put a restriction on it to where they don't let those type of people come in.
Yes, of course. But like any criminals, of course, we don't want that in the country. I don't blame y'all for not wanting criminals and illegal immigrants who are over here trying to sell drugs or kidnap kids or anything like that. Of course, we don't want that.
Right.
But there's already stuff in the DREAM Act that says you can't have a criminal history. You can't. You're not going to get this if you have a criminal history. So I totally agree with that. But just, you know, all these young dreamers who are just out here working, who've been here since they were 1, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Who were brought here. They didn't have a choice.
No choice. Yeah.
They were placed here and for better opportunities from this amazing country.
Right.
And yeah, it just sucks, bro. It got me really down. I haven't been affected that way in a while. It just bummed me out. But we out here, bro.
I hope things get better for you, man. And they will. They will. Stay positive about it.
Of course, they will.
For sure.
All we can do is vote. I unfortunately can't, but I ask all my Hispanics, anybody who has family members who are affected by this, to just vote. Vote, make your voice heard
as
much as you can.
Yep.
We out here, bro. We ain't gonna stop. The mood is gonna pay for my bills.
We about to do it, son.
Ain't gonna need no papers. Actually, I do.
Please get him some. All right, we're gonna take our last break before we do our Omegle interviews.
When we come back, we're gonna be talking to total strangers, asking them some deep questions.
Stay tuned.
Trying to get their secrets,
their deepest, darkest.
And hopefully avoiding all the dick pics.
We'll be right back. Yo, what's the deal?
Aw, he didn't like it.
Hello.
What's up?
What's the deal? You can skip us if you want.
Yeah, it's okay.
Bye, bitch.
Your mom's a hoe.
Mike.
Whoa. Yo, what's the deal, my guy? What you up to tonight?
Huh?
What? What are you doing? Chilling?
No, Pokemon Go.
Oh, nice.
Pokemon Go.
Gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch you.
Pokemon!
Where are you from, man?
Brazil.
Brazil?
Brazil.
Nice.
Ah, muy bueno.
Do you speak English like very well?
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poquito.
Nice.
How old are you, man?
14.
14.
Nice.
Young.
You have any dreams? What do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah, what's your dream, bro? What do you want to do?
My dream.
Yeah. Oh. Dream.
I don't know speak.
In Spanish.
Portuguese.
Yeah, wait.
See if I can understand.
Casar. Casar. Woman and man.
Married.
Yeah,
married.
Yes.
Yes, nice.
You want to find love. ¿Quieres amor?
Eso.
Eso.
Y una familia también.
Eso.
Okay.
Ahí por diante, ¿eh?
Sí.
You are a channel on YouTube?
Yes.
It's we're called podcast.
This a Mood on YouTube.
Wait, the show. Subscribe.
Yes. Thank you. You're going to be on YouTube too because we're making a video right now.
Oh, wait. Wait, come on. Hi.
Hi, everybody on YouTube.
Oh, hi, people.
That's awesome.
What? This a Mood.
This a Mood.
This a Mood. This a Mood. Perfect. Podcast.
This a Mood podcast.
Yes. Okay, I'm subscribed.
I appreciate it, my guy.
Gracias.
Much love.
So, bye-bye.
Bye. Take care. Brazil, bro. We got Brazil.
Yo, what's going on? Oh, he was jerking it.
Yeah. You can tell.
That guy before us was jerking it.
Are you jerking it?
Hi.
What's up?
Yo, we're shooting a podcast right now. You guys want to be on it?
Per foot, so I get 100, she get
100.
Hey, I want 100.
I want 100.
Yo, what's the deal?
Why are you showing me?
Yes, actually, we're recording a podcast right now. Yo, I got a serious question for you guys, though. If y'all are willing to share for the podcast, what is one of y'all's dreams? Like, if you could accomplish anything in life, what's your dream?
Penis.
Wow.
That's interesting.
You would, yeah.
I don't have a lot of goals.
Why not?
I don't know.
But yeah, like, what's holding you back? Like, is there not something that you've always wanted to do?
I mean, no.
Okay.
What do you like to do for fun? What's your passion?
No. All right. So how about this? What's the biggest failure that you've learned from?
Oh. Okay. When I went.
Yes.
Okay. When I went to the psych ward because I.
Did she just say psych ward?
Yes.
Okay. Keep going. Mental. Sorry. Keep going. I'm listening.
I guess I need some rehab. Yeah. So I was in rehab, and that was a very bad time. That was, yeah.
What did you learn from it?
Nothing.
It didn't okay. help me. No, it didn't help you at all?
No.
So what do you think would have helped you even more?
I don't know.
Not going to the psych ward?
No.
No? It was a fun vacation?
No.
Was the food good?
No, it was disgusting.
Can we ask, since we're never going to talk again, most likely, do you want to just get something off of your chest that, like, you've always just kind of had bottled up and just like, yo, I just got to get this out. Do it. Do it now. Now's your moment. Right here. Right now. Say it. Just do it.
It's fun.
Illegal. It's illegal.
It's okay. We'll bleep it out. Go. Trust me. We're going to have to bleep out all the other wieners that we're coming across on this dang freaking website. And penis being said 15 times, you might as well just say it.
Okay. Mother, I'm sorry when I said.
Oh, it's bad. She's shy. Come on, say it.
I blamed my sister for something. And then
a lot of people do that.
Happened, but we'll not discuss it.
You always got to blame the sibling.
Always, man. They're always responsible for it.
I drank my father's alcohol, and I blamed it on my sister, and then she got grounded for, like, a year.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Bro, have you ever taken your parents' alcohol?
Yes, I used to take my parents' alcohol all the time and then just, like, fill it up with water.
Oh, you did?
Body. They wouldn't know the difference.
Oh,
well,
no.
I'm young. I'm underage.
So was I at the time. I was not that I condone it, you know, but it was what
no,
it was.
I'm 13.
I was probably 12 or 13 when I did this. I just quit. Oh, come on, man. We're just a bunch of wiener.
Aw.
Wow. Dude, that dude was, oh my gosh.
He was going at it. He
Yo,
was going
what
at
up?
It. Hi.
Yo, y'all want to be on a podcast?
Podcast, sure.
All right.
Where are you from?
Minnesota.
Sweet. Hey, all right. So I got one question for you guys. Is there something that you've always wanted to get off your chest? Like, now is the time to do it. And it has to be, like, legit. You're gay? Is that what you said? I thought that's what he said.
That's not a he.
Oh, it's a girl. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I crashed my mom's car into a tree.
What?
I've crashed my...
I blamed it on my sister.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I did.
Well, okay, so what happened?
It just happened.
No, but like, it doesn't just happen. Like, the car just doesn't, like, drive into a tree. Like, you
no,
gotta, like, grab the keys.
I was distracted, okay?
Okay, so were you, like, planning on moving the car or what?
Huh?
I said, were you planning on, like, moving the car just, like, up a little
bit? No, I was just driving, and I thought...
Were you even old enough to drive?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Wait,
it,
are y'all
it
on
happens.
TikTok, too?
It happens.
Yeah.
Y'all do the whole, like, renegade.
you
should go check
to,
us
know.
Both out on TikTok.
What is your TikTok?
So mine is Mark My World.
Mark My
Yes, and then this is Mexican Rupert.
No, I remember that.
Mark My World.
Yes,
nice
Mark.
Username.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got a good username, bro.
Thank you.
That was a great idea.
Okay, hold on.
I had a video of a pimple getting popped that had 1.3 million views.
Word.
Oh, yeah.
Pimple poppers.
All them.
I only got like 1,400 followers, but it's nothing big.
He only has 1,400.
This guy, how many do you have? Like 2,000, 4,000?
On what?
On TikTok.
Oh, no, on TikTok, I don't.
No?
I got like 500.
I have
okay. Nice. At least you're growing. You're growing.
I'm the one at dad, so I have like 300.
What's your dream?
Ooh,
my what?
That's a good one.
Dream.
What's your dream?
What do you want to do when you grow up? Yeah,
yes.
What's the dream?
Oh. I don't really have a dream.
Not yet.
Help little kids. I like that. What's one major event that in your life that changed who you are today? Other than crashing your mom's car.
Watching my parents get arrested.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
For what? Can you
That's
tell us
happened
a story?
To me, bro.
Not me. My
what happened? Just real quick. Just like get to the points. What happened?
Fighting. Not okay. each other, but other people.
Dang, what? Your parents are thug life, man.
I watched my dad get arrested, bro, because he drove my uncle's van and they thought it was stolen.
What?
So I don't know if my uncle had a stolen van, but that was traumatic, bro.
That's crazy. All right, you guys. Hey, thank you so much for showing us some love and support. Hopefully you guys followed us.
Check out our podcast.
Yeah, it's called This and Mood Podcast. Y'all are going to be on it. We're literally making a video right now. So.
Wait, our faces.
Our faces?
Everything.
Oh, shit, bruh.
Y'all have a good night.
You too.
So far, only one wee-wee.
But you can tell what they're doing, though.
Yeah, there's been a couple where.
Yo, what's the deal? Or not.
Nah.
She was not ready for this.
She wanted some wee-wee.
Yo, or not. That dude was definitely jerking it.
Omega, man. There's... A lot of kids here, man.
I know.
That's weird, bro.
It's super weird.
I would not let my son be on this.
No. If my daughter decided to get on this, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Like, heck
no, bro. You want to see my... No, I don't want to see your wee-wee.
No. We'll skip that one. 42,000 people online right now.
Holy smokes. Yo, what's the deal? Y'all want to be on the podcast?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Can we see your face, or is this just going to be like a finger the whole time?
I mean, yeah.
Oh,
I guess.
There
you go.
What's the deal?
What's up, bro? Yeah.
Nice.
So what's your podcast called?
It's called Dis-a-Mood.
It's on YouTube, Apple.
Let me try to find that.
Yeah. Apple all right. Podcast, so while you Spotify. Do that, we want to ask you a question, if that's cool.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
this might get deep, okay? But answer it as much as you can or as best as you can. So,
first of all, where are you from?
I am from Irvine.
Texas?
Yeah.
No way!
Yeah.
So are we!
Damn!
Like, dead serious.
What part of Irving?
No, I'm kidding. I just grabbed your IP and you're fucked. Ah. You're fucked.
He's smart, bro.
He is a smart dude, man.
We got a hacker here, bro.
Yeah.
This is a hacker type of guy. Was that a wee-wee?
I think that was. Oh, this dude's jerking it, dude. You see his hand. Ew.
Cochino. Hi, how you doing?
Hello, anybody there?
Pedophiles.
Pedophiles? You're the one not showing your face. Get out of here.
Is.
Yo, my friend. Sir, wait, don't move. He's like, whoosh. Sir, don't move. I gotta ask you a question. Quit whacking it.
The don't move, bro. Stop.
Yo.
Oh man, oh, this God. Is a disaster, bro.
Stop moving your hands, sir.
We just want to talk
to
some.
Hey, don't go anywhere.
Don't move.
Yo, we're shooting a podcast right now. Don't move. Yo, no, I have a question for you guys. Where are you guys from, by the way?
Virginia.
Virginia, nice.
Nice,
okay.
We're from Texas.
Yes, shout out Texas, shout out Virginia. What's the deal? All right, so our first question on our podcast for you guys is, everyone has a dream in life, right? What is y'all's dream? What do y'all want to do? What do y'all want to be? What do y'all want life to fulfill for you?
Are you first, I guess. Honestly, I just want to be happy and build cars.
Nice.
Cars, bro. What kind? Classic or modern?
Like JDM, like classic older stuff.
Yeah. Nice, bro.
I got a 73 Mach 1 Mustang, first car my dad ever bought me, and I still have it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Sick. What about you?
I think I'm going to probably run the same thing. What he said, be happy, build JDM cars, older cars, and, you know, be in the army too as an officer.
Nice. Nice.
Would y'all like to make a YouTube channel out of it, building cars and stuff?
That would be sick.
That'd be a dream.
Yeah,
that'd be really good.
And make money just off of doing what you love, building cars and making videos.
Because the YouTube videos could pay for all the parts and for the cars, bro. Like, you can get sponsorships, and that's the way to go.
Yo, we're trying to implant that in your minds right now, man. Manifest it. Do it. Be positive about it. Go out there and live your dream. I promise you guys will make it happen.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, if you want to check us out on YouTube, it's called Dis-a-Mood Podcast. Y'all are going to be on it. And we appreciate you guys even just giving us y'all's feedback, man. It really does help. And trust me, you're going to inspire other kids your age. By the way, how old are you?
I'm 16.
I'm 15.
15 and 16 years old. And guys, these two guys right here are literally wanting to pursue their dreams. There's nothing that's going to stop them except for themselves, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we're 30. We're like twice the age of yours. Yes. Is there any questions you have for us? Like, we both have families, we both have kids, we both have jobs, we both have social media and a YouTube channel. Is there anything you would like to ask us?
Anything.
What was like the hardest thing, like when you like had to move out of the house kind of thing as an adult, like making choices and stuff? What was the hardest part about that?
The hardest part for me personally was the reality of having to, like, now you have to pay for everything. Like, you don't realize how much bills will take a burden on you. And, you know, there's a big YouTuber called Gary Vee, and he always talks about live with your parents as long as you can. Like, if you're happy, live with your parents and save money. Like, build that account. So once you move out, you're prepared. Because did you move out at a young age, bro?
I did. Well, I stayed with my parents until I was probably about 22, 23. And I had my own side of the house. Like, so I had my own room, bathroom, everything, right? And I just stacked up my money until I was ready to move out. And then I ended up finding a girlfriend, made her my wife. We moved into a house together. And but he's right. Like, the money aspect, I promise you, don't stress over it. But it's going to be one burden that's going to hit you guys, and it hits you fast. Like, as soon as you hit 18, 19, your mom and dad are probably going to be like, yo, you're going to have to start paying for stuff, blah, 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 get a job. But if you guys have that mindset of, yo, I want to go and be a mechanic, or I want to build cars, like, do your passion and do it right now while you have the time,
and while your parents support you. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. 100%.
Do it and don't stop running, because I guarantee you at the age of like 20, you're going to be like, I'm so glad at 15 or 16 years old, I was killing it. I was crushing it.
Y'all got time. That's the most important thing. Y'all got time. Like, don't stress. You could be 30 like our age. We're still young. We're still hustling.
We're still grinding,
y'all
baby.
Might be a step ahead of us because we started late. Like, y'all going to start right now. Just start recording, man. Start recording with your camera. Start talking about different cars, about different things, and just get that momentum.
This, your phone, man. This is what it's all about. Take this. Yep. Use the power of this, man. It's easy. Yeah. All right, y'all stay on top of it, man.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you guys for answering the questions for us. Y'all have a good night.
You too. Take it easy.
Later.
That was a good one, bro.
That was a good one. That was a really good one. Yo, what's up? Or not? You're like 7. No more wee wees. Yo, what's the deal? We're doing a podcast right now. You want to be on it? No. What a weirdo.
What's up with the earth? They got a commercial going on, bro.
Hi. Hey, how do you want to be on a podcast?
What?
Do you want to be on a podcast?
A podcast?
Yeah.
Kind of forgot what that was.
So it's basically you got two guys here and we just like talk to our audience, and we're going to post this video on YouTube, but we wanted to see if you would answer maybe like one question for us. And it's like, it's a legit question. It's just like a deep question.
I can ask a question. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Or so, all right.
You
so,
can ask too.
Yeah. You can ask us a question too, if you'd like afterwards. What is one of your biggest failures and what did you learn from it?
One of my biggest failures is, probably lying to one of my best friends a long time ago. And what I learned from it is to not lie to your friends.
Right.
Because then you can lose them. So I gotcha.
Yeah. Lies always catch up back to you. Like always. They always come back and the truth always comes out.
It was a long time ago though.
Let me ask you this. Was it worth it? Was that lie that you told worth it to lose your friend, in your opinion?
I mean, I loved my friend a lot, but she was a little rude and stuff. And she was asking for what drama was going on.
Yeah,
so I told her like a little lie, and she got mad at me when she found out it wasn't true.
Sometimes you just got to let
it
go.
It happens. You're still young. You're going to make more friends.
Do you have any questions for us? So you have two influencers here. My boy right here has a ton of followers on everything, basically Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, you name it.
We're creators, and I have a feeling that you like to create.
You seem pretty creative.
I post things on TikTok.
Nice. Yeah.
Do you have any questions regarding posting or creating?
What do you guys like to do? I don't know. I'm a little awkward.
So, I like to inspire people. We both do. That's why we're on here. We want to talk to some people, inspire them to follow dreams, because that's what we're about.
Exactly.
But, you know, for like TikTok and stuff, we like to pick a niche that we can focus on and to grow our platform, because we both have grown our Instagram, our YouTube, our Twitter. And, you know, for example, on TikTok, I picked to do content about baseball because that's what I love. I love to play baseball. I love everything about baseball. So I started creating about baseball. And, you know, you can either go very broad and create content that's very general about something that you like, or just even about your whole life.
What are you interested in? Because I see the hair done like anime almost, right?
Yeah, I like doing cosplay and stuff like that.
Cosplay? That's cool. See, like maybe a YouTube channel about cosplay and like dressing up and everything else and going to like the Comic Cons.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. You should try it.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'm not supposed to post on TikTok though.
TikToks is a great start.
It is. Like, it is. Can I check out your TikTok? What is it?
Yeah, here, I'll type it.
Rainy.
Where are you from?
I'm from California.
California?
Do you like it there? Is it pretty cool?
It's okay.
How's quarantine been for you?
Dang, she's got more followers than both of us on TikTok.
She does.
Blowing it up.
How's quarantine life?
It's going good.
Yeah. There you go.
I got it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Hit that follow, bro. Look, she got more followers.
I hit you with the follow. I got you. Showing some support.
All right.
Don't stop following that dream, okay?
Keep following your dreams. You got this, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Later.
You're welcome. Bye. Stay away from the...
that.
From that.
This dude's
stay away from that.
Sir, don't jerk it.
How judged do you think they are?
They're probably
two
super
grown
judged.
Men looking at them while they're doing that.
Sir, what are you doing? Are you jerking it right now? Are you, sir?
He's typing. Oh, bro. Heart attack.
Yo, quit jerking it. Yo, hey, do you want to be on a podcast?
Sure.
Where are you from?
Where are you from?
Idaho.
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 Nice.
We're from Texas.
Shout out Idaho. All right, so we have one question for you, if you don't mind us asking. It's kind of a deep question, okay?
We're about to get
Hold
deep.
On, I
want
to be part of this.
All right.
Okay, come on over.
I'm making a taco.
Bring some food. Bring some snacks.
All right, what is your dream? Like it.
We'll start
in
with
life.
You.
Okay.
What's dream?
What's the dream? What do you want to be? What do you want to do with your life?
Oh shit! We already.
I
want to
be
up.
A singer.
Ooh, okay, hold on, wait. Can you stop for a second? We got to hear you sing right now. Like, give us
I
your best something.
You just, I can what? Do a Celine Dion impression.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Do
come
it.
On.
Come on, do it. All
right, you got this. You got this. Yo, confidence. Let's go.
Okay.
Kill
Here comes
it.
Shakira.
Slay it, girlfriend.
Don't show me while I do it.
Go. All right, go.
All right, go.
We got audience reaction.
Slowly humble, so you don't confuse it. Hey.
That sounds great. It kind of sounds a little Shakira-ish too.
No, it is Shakira.
Oh, okay.
She
that's
said
what
Shakira.
I was saying. I thought she was saying Celine Dion. She was
going to
do
I
a little...
was going to, and then I was like, wait.
Okay, so you kind of got me confused over here.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so I'm sorry. What was the other
singer.
Girl?
Singer.
And what do you want to do?
What's oh, I want to own my own gym.
Ooh,
gym
rat.
Nice.
So have you guys ever thought about, you know, creating content either behind singing or behind doing, you know, gym stuff? Why
no.
not?
We're both moms.
We're both dads.
We're both dads.
I mean,
oh, okay. That's fair.
We're both shooting a podcast right now. I mean, why not?
I can kind of tell. That's cool.
Yeah. If you guys want to check it out, it's called Dis a Mood. If you get a chance to check it out on YouTube, you guys are going to be on the video anyways. So
Spotify, Apple Podcasts. But yeah,
Wait, we're
so,
going to be on the video.
You're going to be on the video.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So you look great. You look great. You look great.
It's OK, though. You killed
it.
It
was good.
You did do really good.
Exactly. See? Hey, hype girl right there in the freaking room with her. She's like, yeah, you killed it, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Your turn. Hey,
so how's that? How's quarantine life with kids?
Oh,
sucks for me. Yeah. It didn't really change much because I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Okay
nice
and we're military wives, so the only thing that really changed is mandatory masks everywhere.
I gotcha. Nice.
I rely on getting out of the house.
Yeah,
though.
Oh yeah, you got to. You can't stay cooped up in that house, man. You'll go crazy.
Yeah.
Especially with the kids. So
that's why we hang out at each other's house.
I gotcha.
That's a good idea.
Do y'all have any questions for us? Because we're just influencers,
creators
just trying to get out there,
videographers,
and, like,
dads,
help people, like, you know, pursue their dreams.
Like, we could give you some good advice. Is there anything that you've been wanting to know, have questions about?
Yeah. How
Ask
do you save
away.
Money better?
How do you save money better? Okay, I like this.
Money better.
Yes. I would say, for me, it's like not going out to eat, like, I oh my gosh, it's so easy to literally just, like, with kids, drive through McDonald's and be like, yo, get him a Happy Meal, shut him up in the back, you know, I'm pipe down, Bobby, you know, like little things like that. So maybe planning out meals a little bit. My biggest expense is food. I love food, but I'm not like a fat guy, you know what I mean? I'm like kind of slim.
We chunky.
I like
we
tacos.
Got dad bods.
I like tacos.
We got dad bods.
But no, I would say that I work in banking. So for me, it's just about setting a little bit of money aside every single day. I promise you it'll start snowballing, but use that money to invest in something, whether it's stocks, real estate is good. If you get a chance to invest in real estate, maybe get a little rental house, you and your husband, rent it out to somebody, have that income coming in every month. That's going to pay for itself. I guarantee you by the time you know it, the house will be paid for and you're going to have like $100,000 in a house value. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's here's smart move. Here's one that I've found recently, and some parts of this can be risky and part of it not. But for me, I found a hobby during this whole quarantine thing, which is sports cards.
Yep.
So I've started investing in sports cards and like putting my money and buying like a LeBron James rookie card, nothing that crazy expensive, but something like that, where I've been able to save money without realizing by having just a sports card sitting there instead of actually having cash in the bank or at home where I could easily grab it. So I would say try hiding money in investments somehow, either like gold, silver stuff that you think might go up that has good potential to go up.
You have any like hobbies or something that you guys do?
I just go to the gym.
Okay.
Gym.
I was going to say,
because I thought about teaching dance. You could do that. Yeah.
I was going to say, because like I went and got like one of those Cricut cut machines, you know, like you see like all the Etsy moms.
He made the shirt.
I made the shirt. So I would turn around and just like sell the shirts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. $15 each, $10 each. And you just freaking make some money that way. That I always try to find a side hustle. I did couponing. You saw like the show Extreme Couponers on Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
I used to do that. I used to have a huge like wall just full of nothing.
He had a whole bunch of stuff.
Everything you can,
yeah, toilet paper for days.
It's good money, I'm telling you. And then I used to charge people like $25 just to come get as much as you can get, like bags full of stuff. They used to come shopping at my house.
Really?
I used to make like $400 a week selling the newspapers that had the coupons in them. I would literally go get 200 newspapers, just stacks, and I would turn around and say, "Hey guys, I got coupons for sale." I would literally sell out before I could even get home. And I would make $400 a week.
That's crazy.
Yes. You can do it. Trust me. It's easy.
So any advice for us as fathers?
Yes.
As a wife's perspective, is there anything you want to give to fathers and dads and husbands?
You're talking to all the dads out there.
To all the guys out there, even if you are tired and you come home and you see that your wife needs a little bit of help around the house.
Don't
come to her and complain. Just do it and help her out. I promise you, it'll pay off.
I've pushed myself to do that a couple of times, bro. Like, I've gotten home from work, and I still have work at home, but I look in the kitchen, and I see her, like, making dinner, cleaning stuff up, and I'm just like, okay, I got to get up and go do something, or at least take care of the kid while she's doing that, because the kid can be bothering her while she's doing that.
See, what I do is, like, if my wife does the laundry and she dumps it on the couch, I go while she's at work and I come home a little bit early, maybe an hour early, I'll fold all the laundry and have it nice and stacked for her, so that way all she's got to do is literally take it to her room and put it in her drawers.
So sweet.
That is really sweet.
Oh, thanks. What about you?
I'm nervous now that I know everyone's listening.
Now that he can listen.
We're just having a conversation.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just fun.
Advice for guys.
Yeah.
For dads, husbands, guys, boyfriends.
Hey, for a girl's day. Every once in a while, take her out, get her nails done, toes done.
Wait, okay, do you want us to go with you or do you not want us to go with you?
No,
like
you can be the chauffeur because driving sucks. We always have to.
So what if I just like get her an Uber and I'm just like, yo, you know, go get your nails done. Here's an Uber. It's already paid for. That's true. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah.
I'll be the chauffeur. That way I know she makes it there safe and sound and she makes it back home safe and sound.
We'll make it a double date, bro, so we can hang out while they're hanging out.
Yeah, we can shoot another podcast in the car.
We can shoot a podcast in between while they're hanging out.
While they're getting their nails done. ladies, thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate it. Even though this was something small, I'm sure you guys are going to make an impact on someone's life watching on our podcast. So thank you again. If you guys, again, want to check it out, it's called This A Mood. Again, y'all will be on it, so... Much love, you guys. Cool. Y'all have a great night.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too. Quit jerking it. Yo, what's the deal? Don't whack it. Yo, what's going on, my man?
What's going on?
Where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
Nice. We're us from too. Texas.
But I'm from Amarillo, though, man. Amarillo.
Amarillo?
I'm Dallas, we're Texas.
From Dallas.
Dude, are you filming a video?
Yes.
We are.
On YouTube?
Yes. Yeah.
What's your YouTube channel?
Right here. This A Mood.
Wait. Let me check it out.
Check it out. Go subscribe.
I will.
You're going to be on it, okay?
Okay.
Just say hi at the very end, okay?
Okay. Hi.
Say, hey.
Follow your dreams.
Follow your dreams.
Okay. Wait. Can I see your YouTube channel? Well, okay, D-I-S-E.
Okay. No, D-I-S-A.
D-I-S-A.
M-O-O-D. And it should show up as Disamood Podcast.
Oh, I see ya.
Go subscribe, okay?
I will, man. I just did. Right.
Hey. Comment so we can follow you.
Hey, do you have a dream that you want to follow?
Yeah.
Do you have a dream? What do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to do?
I want to make money.
How?
We do.
Anywhere that I can make money.
What do you like to do on your fun time?
I'll play games.
Oh, ooh, yeah? You're
a
gamer?
Streamer.
Yeah.
Do it.
What's your favorite game?
My favorite game is GTA 5.
Oh, yeah.
I used to play Grand Theft Auto all the time.
I did, too. I love GTA 5.
Wasn't appropriate, but we played it a lot.
I used to always, like, drive up and get the hookers and put them in the car.
Bro.
You better not do that.
Don't do that.
Why?
Because it's not good.
Just don't go park next to ladies walking down the street, okay?
Why?
Don't go in the strip clubs either. Ah, we caught you. We caught you. You do that.
No, I don't.
Okay, you don't. Okay. But you follow your dreams. If you want to be a Twitch and start streaming and make money that way, do it.
Okay, man. Someone's calling me.
All right.
All right. Peace
have
out.
Have a good night.
Yeah, peace.
Somebody was calling him.
No wiener. Oh, hey, what's up? Or not?
No, okay.
Yo, what's going on, my man?
What's up?
Yo, we're filming a podcast right now. You down to be on it or what?
You're on a podcast? Oh, I'd love to be on it. Let's go.
All right.
We want to know who you are and what you are, bro. Where are you from?
I'm from California. What's up?
Nice. Cali.
We're from Texas.
Dallas, baby. Let's go. All right. So first question. This might be a little bit, you know, deep, but I want you to give me an honest answer, okay?
All right.
Is there something that you've always wanted to get off your chest and you just haven't been able to? Remember, everything is on the table.
Anything. We don't judge. We don't criticize.
This is a judgment-free zone.
We talk about it, and that's it.
Not really as of current. I don't know. There hasn't been really – it's more of, like, things to certain people. It's not just, like, a general thing that I want to get off my chest to, like – everybody let everybody know. There's just little tiny tidbits in that to like certain people.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just like stupid like flings that I had that I wish I told them sooner and stuff.
I got gotcha. Like,
I don't know.
For example, what's one?
I don't know. Just like friends that I had crushes on, they just never knew.
Okay, so you would want to tell them.
That would happen to me, bro.
You didn't want to tell them?
No, I didn't, no.
Why not, though? I mean, if you had a crush on them, wouldn't you want them to know? What if they reciprocated the same thing back?
That's kind of why I want to get off my chest, because the bearing of not knowing whether or not they had feelings back, I don't know. It's just kind of weird to me, because it made things awkward ever since. You know, it's weird.
Yeah.
That's true.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
That's the only thing I can really think of.
Okay. Do you have any dreams in life? Like, is there something that you've always wanted to be, always wanted to do?
Well, I want to be a baseball player. That'd be amazing.
Oh,
bro.
You're nice.
Talking my language. Who's your team?
I like the New York Yankees.
Okay. He's a Yankees fan. Okay. Nice.
Judge is a monster.
Okay, right? So are those baseball cards over there?
Yeah, the baseball cards, and there's like a signed picture there. Yeah.
Okay, so my man right here, he has a TikTok, Mexican
Rupert.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he's trading baseball cards right now. He started his own business buying and selling baseball cards. Do you do the exact same?
Yeah, I do.
Nice. So how'd you get started? I want to know.
With baseball cards?
Yeah.
I already liked baseball, but my dad liked baseball cards. I never got the appeal to them.
Okay.
But then I started, and then now I have
it's fun
too much. So
yeah.
It's what's fun. What's your rarest card that you have that you're most valuable? And how much would you be willing to sell it for?
I don't know. It comes down to – it has to be one of these two. I don't know. Or – because
– I got a Gleyber Torres rookie card, number 225, signed. Diamond Icon.
Really?
That's a really good one that I have.
Yeah, he's definitely one of my favorite players. But I don't know. When it comes to, like, rarity, I don't know, because I have, like, these just one-of-ones.
Printing plates.
When it comes to like some of my prized possessions cards, is this like signed Aaron Judge Bowman Inception out of 99.
That's a sweet card.
Nice.
8.5. And then I'm really fond about this Clayton Kershaw rookie card, Beckett 9. I don't know. But there's just some that just have sentimental value to me, like this Phil Rizzuto 1951. Wow. I don't know. But how much would I want to sell them for?
Yeah.
The Aaron Judge, I don't know. This was a gift from my dad to me. It would have to be, I don't know, maybe, because this is his rookie. So I would probably sell it for 400. That's what I would ask for. I know it would sell for like 300.
Yeah.
But
yeah. That's what I would ask for. What's the most you've made off of one baseball card?
Not much, because I don't know. I don't really sell like my prized possessions. I don't know. This is just mean. But like, I do box breaks. That's what I do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's very popular.
I do that. But I don't know. Most recent was like yesterday. It sold for $20. That's like the most I've ever sold a card
That's
for.
That's awesome. That's yeah, awesome.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Hey, money is money. You're making money, baby, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you want to play baseball?
Definitely,
that's,
yeah.
That's the goal. Are you in high school?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you playing varsity or JV?
Well, here's the problem. I'm homeschooled now. So
gotcha.
Especially even if I was, because I did play in high school because I went homeschool sophomore year. I did play high school, but even if I was playing right now, coronavirus wouldn't be happening. But right. I've been practicing like every week by myself just to play for college.
So. Yeah, you got this, gotcha. Man. If we can give you any bit of advice, I will tell you this. Stick with it. Stick with your dreams. Put your mind to it. Just hustle, grind as much as you possibly can, and I guarantee you it's going to pay off in the long haul. You're young right now, man. Do it while you can.
That's what I'm realizing. Baseball cards really opened that up to me because I see these like 50 and 70-year-old men collecting baseball cards of 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's sad, dude. I don't know. Because like, I feel like they had a chance, but they didn't go with it. And I don't want to become that.
You don't want to regret looking back on life.
I at least want to try. It's bad.
It's a balance of both because I want you to realize that you have time. So it's don't rush it, but also don't let time fly by.
Right.
It's just a real nice balance that we have to have because like I'm 30 right now and I'm still trying to work towards that dream. And because of life situations, I haven't been able to do it, but it hasn't stopped me. So it's just a balance of realizing that you have years and years and years in your life. So, and also that you're wasting time. So it's like a sweet little balance of both. And just as long as you're doing and you know you can do, you're doing everything you can and not wasting time. That's all you can do.
Do you have any questions for us? Like us being like 30 years old and a little bit higher. We're parents. We've kind of lived
social
a little
media
bit.
Influencers.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
And we're social media influencers and creators. So is there anything that you would want to ask us? Anything? Nothing is off limits.
Well, let me get an idea. Like, how many like subscribers and or followers you guys have?
So I have 70,000 followers on Twitter. I have 15,000 followers on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
YouTube, I haven't done much in a lot, but I have like 8,000 subscribers. And then we just started like TikTok. Like I've been doing baseball content on TikTok, so I'm growing. I'm focusing on that the most right now. And then also we got this little podcast going on.
Yeah. And for me, I've probably got all together, I would say around 10 to 15,000, between all my social media platforms.
Okay. What's then I would have to ask like, cause I'm assuming you guys do this often. What's like the craziest encounter you've had with somebody, whether it be hostile or just like a crazy story?
You mean on this website right now?
Yeah, I'm like when you're doing your podcast.
This is our first time doing it this style, bro. Yeah, yes. This is like I just thought about the idea a couple of days ago. And I was like, hey, Mark, let's do this. Let's talk to random strangers online, see their story, see their dreams, talk about their journey. So you're like going to be on the first episode.
I am on episode one. That's
cool. You're going to be on the first episode.
You're one of the pioneers, man. And we're actually going to use your clip and because it's such a good answer, man. And so the thing is like, we're just out here inspiring people to follow their dreams and to do what they love.
Yeah, because if you go back and check out our past episodes, you'll learn about our life and our struggles and everything and how we're still fighting towards that.
Yes.
And it's just something that we want to show everybody below is that, you know, with everything crazy going on right now, nothing matters but your dream. Like, focus on your dream. Like, we're in quarantine, start working on things you want to learn more. For example, you're practicing baseball and stuff.
And we're coming from two different backgrounds too. Like my man right here, Rupert, is part of the DACA program.
Yeah,
have you heard about that?
No.
I'm undocumented. I'm illegal.
Yeah.
So I was brought here when I was like one, and I've been here for my rest of my life. So, like, I don't have a driver's license. I can't get like a good paying job, no health care, anything like that. So,
but it's not his fault. It's just part of the struggle. His parents brought him here when he was younger. Yeah. So, he didn't really have a say so in it. But for me, like, I grew up privileged, like, all around white neighborhood. Like, my parents did well for themselves, and I just didn't know anything different. But we're completely different backgrounds. Same skin tone, not that that matters, but we both have that grind and that passion inside of us to want to pursue and get more out of life and just help people out, man.
Right on.
What do you think?
I don't know. I think this is a good idea, definitely. I don't know if you guys heard of Cole Hirsch. She does a podcast outside where he just interviews random strangers walking down the street. I definitely like this, too. Because it's a better opportunity for, I don't know, anybody just to join in. I like that of course. Idea. But, I mean, it's always good to hear somebody talk something positive, especially during coronavirus.
Exactly. So. It's negative time right now, man. Yeah. Just try to stay as positive as we possibly can. So we appreciate you sharing your story with us. I'm sure you're going to inspire someone. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 17.
17. Okay. So for those of you that are 17 out there or even around that age, I mean, my man right here is killing it right now, just pursuing what he wants, taking full advantage of the situation that you're in, right?
Yeah, for sure. And what college are you planning to try out for?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe somewhere in San Diego.
Okay.
Because I've heard, because they have, the most, success rates around here, at least, where I'm at. Chris Bryant graduated from there. That's, the most successful person.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know. Maybe San Diego.
Do it, bro.
And then
you got this.
And when you grow up, bro, go to the minors. I'll be looking for your card, bro. What's your full name?
Antonio Sotelo.
Antonio Sotelo. I'm gonna look for that rookie card.
You gotta
card,
be on the lookout for it, man. He's gonna be on the rookie card. I'm gonna sell that bad boy for $2,000.
Right.
Hey, we bro, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. You have a great night, okay?
What's your guys' podcast name?
Oh, yeah. It's called Dissamood.
Dissamood?
Yeah, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
All right, cool. I got it down.
Yeah, give us a little follow, man. A little show of support.
I will.
You'll be on there, so be on the lookout for it.
Yeah,
okay?
In a couple days, right, this will be up.
All right, man. Hey, thank you again. Have a great night.
You too, guys. Thanks.
Later.
Peace.
Bye.
And that was that, guys. Let us know what you thought about that.
Yeah, do you guys want us to do more of these episodes and just get random strangers in here?
Yeah,
and just
learn
ask
their
them
stories.
About their dreams.
Yeah, yeah. We're still working everything out. That was crazy. We did see stuff.
Yes, it was bad.
We saw stuff. But thank you guys for watching. Please hit that subscribe button.
Yes, don't forget to give us a big thumbs up. Leave a comment down below. Let us know if you guys enjoyed everything. And is this a mood?
This is a mood, bro.
I think this is a mood.
This is the mood.
I like this. Guys, we'll see you guys in the next video. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time.
Peace.